Reports from Iraq show scenes of liberated Iraqis thankfully cheering for the U.S. and President Bush. As part of a series of wide-ranging opinions on the war, commentator Pat Morrison has a novel idea.
Over at the National Republican Party's headquarters, they've probably got the video already edited and queued up for a 2004 campaign ad. Iraqis running through the streets of a liberated Baghdad, leaping and waving their arms and shouting, "Bush, Bush, we love Bush." Some of them have named their newborn kids after him, just as Kuwaitis did for his father. If they took a vote in the Tigris and Euphrates precincts today, it'd be George W. Bush by a sandslide. So why not solve the faction-fraught question of who should lead post-war Iraq and let our president be Iraq's next president? When you really think about it, President Bush would be perfect for Iraq, the old Iraq anyway, and he'd fit in there a lot more comfortably than he has among those white-shoe lawyers and lobbyists and think-tank intellectuals of the Beltway. Here, a dozen good reasons why President Bush would feel at home as Iraq's maximum leader. Reason number one. Lots of guns. Lots. Two, plenty of oil in need of drilling by somebody who knows the oil business. Three, climate similar to Texas. Number four, George Bush should be president because many Iraqi people also speak English with an accent. Five, changed its name from Mesopotamia to the easier to pronounce Iraq. Six, unmarried daughters have to live at home and stay out of trouble. Seven, no problem defying international treaties. Number 8, no alcohol, no temptation to fall off the wagon. 9, no term limits. 10, no annoying campaign finance rules. 11, people will love faith-based initiatives. And reason number 12 why George Bush should be president of Iraq, it's got capital punishment and then some.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.